It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
For this week, we do have Pastor Abraham Piri to help us understand these questions that baffle and boggle the mind. And our question for today is, why does God allow evil to continue? I mean, this is a good God, right? If he's a good God and he sees evil continuing, why does he allow it to continue? Doesn't he want righteousness? Doesn't he want people to be converted? Why does he allow evil to continue? And to give us an answer is Pastor Abraham Piri. Pastor, welcome. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. What a powerful question it is, and very important and relevant. Why does God allow evil? Yeah, so in the first place, would quickly note that God deals with issues from cause to effect.
Okay.
So that these issues, when they're resolved, they are forever resolved of any question, like perfectly resolved.
Right.
So evil is as a result of sin itself.
Okay.
Now you know sin is the cause of evil. In other words, we can say that sin is one which causes evil, and which causes death. And simply put, death is separation.
Okay.
So if we are to define sin, then according to 1 John 3 verse 4, it is simply the separation, rather the transgression of God's law. And so this transgression brought a lot of misery in our lives and the world around us. But then we may ask the question, how did it all start? And why did God end it right there and then, like your question says? Yeah, so allow me to just point you to the beginning of this evil issue from the book of Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. And those were okay, Ezekiel 28 or so, verse 14 to 15. So these verses tell us that Lucifer was filled with envy and jealousy. He aspired to be equal with God, when in fact he was just a created being. And so he went ahead to diffuse this spirit of discontent among angels who were working under his command,
right,
with mysterious secrecy for a time, concealing his real purpose, right, under the appearance of reverence for God. So he charged basically that God's law was not necessary, and that angels needed to be free to govern themselves. He actually challenged the character of God, claiming he could do better than God. He wanted to be worshipped like God. But God, in his great mercy, was patient with Lucifer. In yearning pity for Lucifer and his followers, God sought to draw them back from ruin, but his mercy was misrepresented for weakness. God then allowed it to go that way, so that the true nature and tendency of sin be revealed to all. Because the principle is, until fully developed, sin could not appear the evil that it is. So in his dealing with sin, God could employ only righteousness and truth, while Satan used flattery and deceit. Therefore, it was necessary also for God to demonstrate to the universe that God's government was just, his law perfect. He's all perfect, because Satan, remember, was promising to be promoting the good of the universe. So even when time came for Satan to be banished from heaven, God did not destroy him because of his nature. God only accepts the service of love. The allegiance of his creatures must rest upon the conviction of his justice because of the free will. This we find in 1 John 4, verse 8, which says, God is love. So God gives the free will to humanity that actually they should worship him, or worship him in truth and spirit, willingly so. And so the fact that we are here today also is demonstration much more of God's mercy and an infinite plan. The good news we have is that through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, the death of Christ himself demonstrated that his law is immutable, it doesn't change, but also it demonstrated that the evil will be put to an end and an end forever. Nahum 1 verse 7 and 9 to 9 says that evil will not rise again. So this is the plan God has. Ultimately, it's going to be destroyed completely, but when it's destroyed, we'll be convinced beyond any reasonable doubt, each one of us, that the path of evil is not a good one. And this is why God is calling upon each one of us to leave the camp of the enemy, to come to his side, right? Because he is the life, he is the way, he's the truth and everything else. So for me and to the rest of the listeners, let's not despair. Yes, sin is there. Yes, evil is there. It has destroyed families. It has destroyed us. It's disheartening to see it. But yet God has a plan. And that plan will surely come to pass, that sin will be destroyed and completely. If we hold on to him sooner or later, we can always see and make a decision on ourselves to choose. For me, I choose righteousness because I think evil doesn't lead anywhere. Right. So let's choose God and let's choose him, because ultimately God has a plan. He will put an end to this thing and sin will never rise again, ever, because we'll have seen its effect and everything else. So this is a response from God's word. May God bless us.
All right. Thank you very much, Pastor. Appreciate your answer. I would have loved to engage you, but our time is up. I was curious. Same Isaiah chapter 45. Is famous for God claiming to be the one who has created the darkness. So that darkness didn't just happen. God confirms that he's the one that created all that evil that we're talking about there. But that's a conversation I suppose we'll have to leave for a longer debate. Yeah, Mfunis?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Thank you very much, Mfunis. Looking forward to your answer right, tomorrow. Right. Have a wonderful day, Mfunis.
You're welcome. Thanks. God bless you.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.